Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, this segment brought to you by the upcoming event, Text Me Event. I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org, for you to be able to register for the training we're doing on Saturday, December 2nd. Right now, based on us having to order books and guides, we are having right now a deadline of tomorrow, Wednesday, opening day deer season, 5 p.m. will be the deadline to register for the class. We're working with another supplier to see if we can push the date back and still be able to get the books and the guides, and I'll let you know tomorrow's show whether we can get that extended. You need the Text Me event. Again, this is Robert's Rules of Order. I talked about it in the previous hour, but I forgot to mention texting me the word event will get you the flyer and the link. You click on it, and you can register right there online, or you can go to the website on your computer. It's easier, better to be done on a computer. iPhones will not work. You have to go to a computer to register. Just go to the website, acconservatives.org, read the post, follow the instructions, make your donation. You'll get a receipt via email, and that is your ticket. We'll put you on the spreadsheet. We'll order your book and guide, and we will be there Saturday, December 2nd, Jay's Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue. We're going to be entering the side door there, the Headwaters Conference Room. That's where the meeting's going to be held. So greatly appreciate Marcy for lining that up for us. And we are going to teach you Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I've got a video pulled up that was sent to me from the Michigan Senate House TV network. This is on the senator's side. In this past week, they gave their basically parting speeches for this legislative year on November 9th, last Thursday. They knew the Democrats' plans to end the legislative session early, that they would not be back in the chamber today, Tuesday, like normal. They work Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Well, last Thursday was their last day in Lansing. And state senators got up and gave speeches. Jonathan Lindsay, a Republican, he got up and gave a speech because his name had been put up for nomination to be on the commission that the governor created. I believe it was 19 members, possibly 21, tasked with the assignment of to study, investigate, and make recommendations to her as to what needs to be done to reverse Michigan's declining population. Jonathan Lindsay's speech, I have it pulled up. I'm going to play it for you in the next segment. And right after Senator Lindsay, I'm going to fast forward to State Senator John DeMoose's speech. And I want you to hear what he had to say compared to Lindsay, a real Republican. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I have the video of the Michigan Senate TV session queued up to speeches, comments, things that state senators in Lansing wanted to say to their colleagues before calling it a year, calling quits, ending the legislative session. This is Thursday, November 9th. In Lansing, the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist has the gavel in his hand, is acting as president of the Senate. He's overseen many Moe sessions in the state Senate. And he has the gavel in his hand, and he is now going to recognize Senator Jonathan Lindsay, a real Republican. This is what happened in Lansing last Thursday.
The president recognizes Senator Lindsay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise today to address an issue of great importance to our state, our ongoing and increasing population loss. Earlier this year, when the governor formed the Growing Michigan Together Council, I was honored to be the Senate Republican nominee. From the beginning, I stressed the importance of approaching this issue with a commitment to bipartisan, comprehensive, and data-driven solutions. However, I must admit that the governor's initial reaction to my nomination raised concerns that the council's mission might be more about promoting predetermined partisan goals rather than genuinely solving the problem at hand. Despite my qualifications, I'm a Yale graduate, a former Green Beret, a former business executive with international experience. My nomination was rejected simply because I dared to criticize some of the governor's policies. Now, seeing recent reports about the council's recommendations, I know I was right to be skeptical. This recent reporting suggests the council may recommend tax increases. It also suggests that minority views are being suppressed. The council is purportedly going to recommend increasing the state's sales tax and property tax and to raise additional funding. Michigan currently lags far behind where it should be in almost every important metric, despite record funding for education and Michigan's gas tax and property taxes being some of the highest in the nation. We are losing residents to states with lower taxes and less burdensome regulations. To reverse our state's decline, we need a limited government pro-growth economic perspective. This perspective should focus on tax reform, sensible regulations, public safety, individual rights, worker freedom.
And why is this buffering?
High educational standards for our students.
Okay.
Competition among ideas leads to better solutions than pure ideological blindness. Michigan is facing a population decline, and recent legislative efforts have only exacerbated it. But there are solutions, and we can change course if we take appropriate, decisive action and pursue real-world solutions. I want to remain hopeful that we can create a foundation of growth and economic prosperity that allows our children and future generations to fulfill their dreams right here in Michigan without having to leave their home state as so many have had to do. But we need to change course. I encourage this body to reject any policy proposal from the Growing Michigan Together Council that suggests that we can somehow tax our way into prosperity. It has never worked, and it will not work here in Michigan. Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that my remark be written in the journal.
That is to order.
Did you hear what he just said? First of all, this guy is a Yale graduate and a Green Beret. He served in our military. He is a businessman with international, that means outside of our country, business experience. Not only has he looked at other states and how they're doing it, but he's looked at and dealt with other countries. He has engaged in commerce with other foreign countries as a businessman. This guy gets elected to go to the state Senate. Do you think his resume is a little bit better than John DeMoose's? Oh, heck yeah. Absolutely. John DeMoose can't even or shouldn't even polish Senator Jonathan Lindsay's shoes. So that's what he had to say in his minutes, and I apologize for the buffering. I thought I had it downloaded properly, but evidently it's going to buffer. I hope it doesn't happen during Senator DeMoose's minutes on the floor of the state Senate last Thursday, November 9th, where Senator John DeMoose praised first six Democrats, Democrat state senators. Another state senator, Ed McBroom from the 38th, who I consider him to be a Democrat. He runs as a Republican to get elected, but he's actually a Democrat. So basically, DeMoose spends his time thanking and groveling over these Democrats, and then slightly mentions five Republicans. I want you to hear State Senator John DeMoose. When I watched this for the very first time, I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? I had to play it back. I had to do the research. I had to look up the district numbers. Why? Because he doesn't actually call them by name. He calls them by their districts. And I'm like, wait a minute, the 38th is Senator McBroom. That's up in the UP. But then he said the 8th. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's Oakland County. And who did I see the 8th district being represented by? Mallory McMorrow. One of the most absolute liberal, progressive, socialist, communist state senators we have in the state senate. I got this queued up right now. I'm going to see, make sure that it buffers properly for this is another communist speaking right now, Rosemary Baer, as she's finishing up her congratulations to all these Democrats, and they're applauding. Yeah, okay, whatever. DeMoose is coming up next.
Senator DeMoose.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have remarks be printed in the journal.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senator John DeMoose.
Today, thinking about my colleagues, and what a blessing it has been to work beside you, Mr. President, and with each and every one of the members and the staff in this room. As we end.
Now, that he just said, working with you, Mr. President, referring to our Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist. That's the first Democrat he praises. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist.
Today may be the last session day of the year. I wanted to take a moment to thank each and every one of you for our conversations, our new friendships, relationships, for challenging me in so many ways that at times have forced me to reconsider long-held beliefs and ideas, and at other times have pushed me to dig even deeper into those ideas to figure out how to turn them into action. I'm thankful to you, Mr. President, for how you have led this chamber with grace and civility. I'm thankful to my colleague from the 8th District for her well-reasoned.
This is Mallory McMorrow. This is the one I'm talking about. The communist from Royal Oak.
On topics I so wild.
You know, oh, this is so frustrating. I had this queued up, and I apologize. It's breaking up. His friendships. Relationships and newly found friendships is what DeMoose is saying. That he's developed relationships and friendships with these people in the state Senate. He goes on.
She's an inspiration for her preparation and commitment and has helped raise the bar for all of us. I'm thankful to my colleague from the 31st District for his thoughtfulness and his example of graceful interaction that he has modeled for me and everyone in this room. I'm thankful to my colleague from the 3rd District, who I just genuinely enjoy talking to and has shown herself to be so receptive to incorporating other perspectives into policies she's been developing for years. And I'm thankful to my colleague from the 32nd District, who when I first met, I asked, who is this guy? And I've now built a respect for and a friendship with him. I wish I could name every single member here, from my colleague who borders my own district in the 38th district, who pours himself so deeply into every issue that arises, and whose steadfast commitment to our shared Upper Peninsula is unwavering, to my colleague in the 21st district, who has been a joy to work with on budgeting and so many other things, never treating me like I was a member of the other team, but with the respect one would extend to a friend or to a business partner. Same with my colleagues from the 6th District and the 15th District Democratic side of the aisle, my friends from the 30th and 9th Districts on this side of the aisle. Again, I wish I could say something about each and every one of you, but instead I will just say thank you. I pray for all of you. I hope that the Lord has put each of us here together at this moment in time to accomplish some purpose greater than each of us. And I hope that in the next 2 months, we will each experience a time where we get to reconnect with our family and friends, where we're able to fulfill some of those broken promises that our work has often forced upon us for our children and our spouses and our friends. I pray that God will whisper into each of our ears where we need to rethink things and refresh us to do what he intends us to do when we come back next year. And most of all, as the new guy in the room, a first-term senator, I want to thank everybody here for helping restore my faith in this great system we've been blessed with in the United States of America and within the great state of Michigan. Thank you.
That was Senator John DeMuth's comments on the floor of the state Senate last Thursday. And he's hopeful and prayerful that they can hear from God and be told what to do when they go back in the session next year, 2024. And he's so thankful for the 6 Democrats. He's so thankful for the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for how he's led the Senate with civility and how he's been treated so nicely by all these Democrats, many of whom he sponsored or co-sponsored bills with. He voted for the budget. He even recognized Ed McBroom, his colleague, who he shares the district of the UP with. You know what that's all about, don't you? When you add his 37th state Senate district to Ed McBroom's 38th Senate district, you know what that represents? Basically, Congressman Jack Bergman's first district in Congress in Washington, D.C. Why do you think DeMuth made reference and talked about the 38th state Senate district and how Ed McBroom pours his heart into all of his legislative activities? Oh, you mean when he was the chairman overseeing elections and came up with that bogus report of 55 pages last year regarding the election of 2020 and refused every opportunity to do a forensic audit of our 2020 presidential election? You mean that state Senator DeMuth? That's the one you're praising? I got to give him credit, man. John DeMuth is smooth on a microphone. And did you hear how many times he referenced God? Why? Because he's a devout Christian. Yes, he definitely wants the Christians to know of the 37th and the 38th Senate District that, yes, he in fact is a Christian. And he prays a lot and prays even on the Senate floor. You're good, Johnny. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.